You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
Today,
Brevard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
Only one rock produces water for the nation. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. And this is how God wants us to see Him. There's only one Christ. Hallelujah. And when he's on the cross, when the soldier went to see if he's dead, he took a spear and he penetrated his side. And out of it came blood and water. Why would water come out? He hadn't drunk anything.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Heal, Helping Everyone Accept Love. Today, Bishop will be teaching from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24.
Luke chapter 5. In verse 15, however, the report went around certain concerning him all the more. And great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. Who heals infirmities in the text?
Jesus.
Right, you can't heal yourself. They all came to Jesus to be healed.
Yes.
I want you to think about Jesus. He's always been with us. Amen. At Rephidim in Exodus 17, the people were thirsty because they had nothing to drink, and they began to chide or complain against Moses, almost ready to stone him. So Moses went to the Lord, and God told him to get up. The remedy to this is for you to change your leadership style. In other words, you got to put distance between you and people. And Moses didn't want that because he spent his first 40 years away from his people. Then he spent the next 40 years in the wilderness before he was called. So 80 years of separation. Now he has 3 million that are always around him. So he loved being in the midst of him. Walking with them, making sure babies are taken care of, going to hospital visits, doing all of the things that young pastors like to do today, thinking they're going to win souls. What happens when you're everything to everybody, they begin to expect you to do everything. And if you ever say no, they get so disappointed, they begin to hurt you or cuss you. Just like if you do everything for your kid and all of a sudden you say, I can't do that. Or if you could, you say, I'm not doing that this time. What? All of a sudden, you ain't mama. You never did anything for me. I don't know who you are. You just like anybody else around the world. I'm preaching better than you're saying amen. You're not supposed to be all things to all people every time. But Moses had to change his leadership style. That's what it means. Go out before the people. That's what God told him. In other words, change your method of parenting. Go out before them. Put distance between you and the people. Stop hanging around everybody. They're going to tell you you're stuck up. But you got, for their safety, for their future, you got to start putting distance there. Nobody's telling you to walk away from people, but distance. I know all of y'all are dancing and everybody having a good time, but the bishop can't. So I'm put distance there. I know, go, bishop, come out and, no, you won't forgive me if I do it. You can do it all day, dropping it. But if I dropped it, you wouldn't come to church. You can smoke all the time. But if I smoked it, there ain't no forgiveness for me. You got your stash. You can drink when you want. But if you saw me with one, all of a sudden, man, I knew it. It ain't the same standard. So stop trying to hang out with the world. It's not the same standard. And it's not the same standard for men and women. Women, you can't do what men do. You better chalk it up. You can't play the game they play. Steve Harvey messed up a nation. Think like a woman, act like a man, or something like that. Listen, Steve. You better think like a woman if you're a woman, and you need to think like a man if you're a man, and let's communicate.
Oh, my God.
I can't think like a woman. I can understand, but I don't know what it's like to suckle. I am not the nurturer. You were made to nurture. You can't make put a baby in me and say, oh, you're a good daddy. You're a good, no. I got to make the bread. You can't make me into a simp. You're not going to do it. I'm straight up alpha, but I can turn around and be kind. But you can't make me into a man that handles babies and while you doing what you want. We ain't changing no roles. Who told you that? Steve Harvey messed us up. I wish you come to church too, Steve. Come to Truth Reveal so we can talk about it. I'll work with you. I wear your clothes too. I wear your clothes. Think the way God made you. I can say understand a woman, but you're not supposed to think like one. But understand her. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what I'm trying to do is straighten out some things here. Because virus has entered into our community. And I believe God wants us to be healed. Can the church say amen? Amen. Healing all manner of infirmities of the mind and of the body and of the soul. I like 1 John 3:8. He who sins is of the devil. For the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, I like the second part of this. For this purpose, the Son of Man was manifested. Look at this, that he might what? Destroy the works of the devil. See, Jesus came to destroy what the devil tried to do. Glory to God. And that's why we run to him. I was telling you all that Moses in Exodus 17, he went to God and God told him to change his leadership style when his own people wanted to kill him because they were used to him, you know, taking care of babies and doing things versus being a leader. He had to change his leadership style. Then he told him to go out and stand next to the rock and speak to the rock and I will let water come out of it. I want you to think about this. There's no water in the nation. 3 million people need water. And the only flow for water was coming out of a rock. So what do you think they did? They rushed to the water, the one source, with their canteens to fill them up while the water is gushing out. Right. So some people think you got many sources, but you don't. There's only one source. Ooh, help me, Jesus. Some of you are going to horoscopes and crystals and associations for your healing, saying it's all encompassed. No, it's not. There's only one flow for the nation, and it's coming from the side of a rock. Unexpected places are produced. The unexpected places producing the resource. Because it's a miracle from God. And if you want to get fed or be refreshed or restored, you must take your canteen and get close enough to the rock as the water's coming out to catch your supply. You can't develop your own religion. ChatGPT is man-made. It's developing its own identity and intellect. It is able to pick up information at an alarming rate. And it can even pick up your personality and what you like to buy. And it'll start feeding you what you like. Algorithms. That is not Holy Spirit. Tell me, ChatGPT, about me. And you push a button and it speaks. Oh, that's right. That's right. It is the devil. It should not be used for your identity. Only to help with structure. Glory to God. You need an outline? Get it. An outline, not substance. To set the framework. What are leadership styles? It sets the framework. But you can't tell me who I am and it's coming from a computer. I got to go back to the original one who made me. There's only one rock that's releasing the water. There's only one name that has been given above every name. There's only one God that works all and through all and is in you all to do all of the work of healing. There's only one Jehovah that gave us his name, and his name is Jesus. Oh my God. Truth revealed will always remind you of the revelation of Christ. Not all gods, one God manifested in three persons. And that one God came to Moses and said, take your shoes off of your feet, for the ground that you stand on is holy ground. I am the God of your fathers. I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Glory to God. Don't get it twisted. I will have no other gods before me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Be healed. Only one can heal. Only one rock produces water for the nation. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. And this is how God wants us to see him. There's only one Christ. Hallelujah. And when he's on the cross, when the soldier went to see if he's dead, he took a spear and he penetrated his side. And out of it came blood and water. Why would water come out? He hadn't drunk anything. He hadn't drunk anything. Why would water come out? God is showing you that he was the rock in the wilderness. He's always been following us. He was the stability in your life when you didn't know it was him. He was the one washing you and taking care of you when you couldn't put your finger on it. He was the stability in your life when there was no stability. And now he hangs on the cross. Don't forsake him now. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Write it down. Jesus still heals today. Yes. I said he still heals today. Yes. Healing is not something in the past. God wants you to know he heals today. Every Christian should believe that Jesus heals today. Yes. It's really citing the unchanging nature of God. He still ministers healing today like he did in the book of Luke. I believe this, and there's a supporting cast or supporting testimonies that goes along with it, the testimony of healing. He sacrificed on the cross so we could be healed. I had a chance to see the ending era of healing when I was a little boy. My mother and father used to take us to tent revivals. And so I was a little boy and I was sitting in a tent revival. And, you know, they had us sitting up in that, right? So power of God moving. I didn't understand it. I did like every other kid, laid back and went to sleep. But while I was asleep, a man came in the tent, this particular tent, and the man of God had finished preaching. The power of God obviously was in the house. And this man came in and he, I don't know the whole story, but somehow or another, he didn't want his wife being in the tent. And so what he's going to come, he came in with a gun. Like that's the kind of foolishness that was going on in the 60s in places like Merritt Island and Mims, the Mimites. And it's amazing to me. Y'all think that stuff is small, but they're spirits over communities, man. And you get killed quick in a small town. Right. So these guys don't play games. The man came in and he gonna grab his wife, you know, and somebody tried to stop him, I believe. And he pulled a gun out. My father was there. He pulled a gun out and he fired at the man. Pow. Right in the tent. You know, so the guy, you know, rushed him, beat him up, took the gun from him. You know, see, some men are mighty. They're not just simps, you know. If you pull a gun on them, you better kill them, because if they grab you, you done. The man that shot at him missed him. The guy attacked him, took a gun from him, beating him like a child. This is a true story, right? So my father, he was a young man, he walks up to the guy while he's beating him in the tent and says, "Don't beat him like that, sir." And the guy gave him the gun. Then my father walked up on the platform and gave the preacher the gun. Well, all I know, I didn't see all of that. That's the story that they told me, and it was true, verified. All I know is when I woke up, there was pandemonium, and my mama was on the floor. "Get out! Get out! Get out!" I'm like, "What's wrong?" I want you to think about kids singing, "Come by here, my Lord, come by here. Come by here, my Lord, come by here." That's all in the church. Then you step outside of the church into a war zone. I was dreaming, "Come by here, my Lord." And when I woke up, my mama said, "Get on." I was like, "What are you talking about?" When they took the tent down, the man shot this way, but the bullet hole was in the top of the tent. He didn't fire this way. He pointed at the man like that. Pow! But when they took the tent down, the bullet hole was in the top of the tent. What I'm trying to tell you, man, when God is in a move, hallelujah, when God is in it, miracles, signs, and wonders will follow them which believe. In that revival, a lady had a baby, but the baby died in her womb. The baby was dead. The doctor said, "We don't have a pulse." It may be 3-4 months. And she went up for prayer. And the man of God says, "Ask God to dissolve the infant." She had contractions and released the placenta with nothing in it. That's the kind of miracles that took place. She gave birth to the placenta, but there was nothing in it. Well, some of you say, "Man, I don't believe all of that." That's why God's going to blow your mind in this season, because he's going to do something in this generation that you've never seen before, so you can be a faith invader. You see, I know God is about to do something. He's even stirring the waters. That's why you don't know where you are in the line of his progression. He may use you to start something that has never started before. That's why the enemy will attack the one that he uses. He may use you to be the finisher of what he's done. That's why the enemy will attack you so nobody else can follow. You got to always remember God is in charge. Can somebody say amen? And he can disrupt anything we do at any given time. Glory, hallelujah. I can go on and on and on with miracles, signs, and wonders. And I was a little boy, but I was watching the end of that age. It started drying up in the 70s. But in the late 60s and early 70s, I'm talking about some major miracles was taking place. Major miracles were taking place. And a lot of your fathers, that the mothers that tell you to go to church, they saw that. That's why they're telling the young people, get to the house of God. I got a young man that will come here selling drugs, though. He come in and say, Bishop, I got to pay. My grandmama told me to tithe. Well, tithe, son. But that doesn't inoculate you from consequences. Metrosexual, everything right. But my point is that you got to do what's right. Because even when you tithe, and I bless the tithe, it doesn't mean that you won't have consequences for your actions. You understand that? I saw the miracle working power of God coming to an end. It's not over, but I'm saying in my life, I saw some things happen. I was watching. When I was in the 10th grade, I felt led to go to a revival in Georgia. And my parents let me go. I stayed a week myself. It was in the summertime. And while I was there, a man had an aneurysm in the service. In other words, he went limp and he released fluid. And they toted him through the crowd to the man of God. And they laid him there. And he said, I'm not going to touch you. I'm going to let my shadow pass over you. It was so electrifying, man. And the man let his shadow, like this, my shadow. He let his shadow pass over the man and the guy sat up throwing up. Then he stood up. He wasn't ashamed that he had urinated on himself and that he was unconscious. He was just giving God glory. What I'm trying to show you, they went to the doctor and it was confirmed that he had an aneurysm, but for some reason, the aneurysm didn't kill him. He stood up in that moment without medical attention. I'm trying to tell you, man, God is real. Let me tell you how real drugs are. You believe if you take an RX, it will help you. Well, before there was an RX for certain people, God had to do it. And he did it. He did it. I was preaching in Africa, man, on a Thursday morning. And the pastor, he's a doctor's named Chris Joda. He said, the people are being healed while you preach. I said, what do you mean? He said, they're bringing me reports. So preach again. I said, but I didn't bring any notes. He said, preach again. So I preached again. When I finished, he said, preach again. I said, the third time in a row? I didn't bring my notes. He said, they're being healed. Holy freestyle, that's good. Hey, girl, say freestyle. The people were so hungry, man, for the word. It was electrifying. And there was this man, he looked like Shaka Zulu. And he had a stick in his hands. But the way he was dancing was like, you can tell he was in shape, but it's the way he was dancing and throwing that stick. And every time I preach, he didn't just say yes. It was, oh, like that. I mean, really dramatic. Like, really dramatic. And so I was astonished, you know. I was like, man, that man's really, that man really, then he had his stick and he was where he was dancing with it, almost like a tribal thing. You all right, man? And God started healing, and this is what he said. When he walked in, he couldn't dance. But when he stepped in the atmosphere, that's why he was acting like that. And when you get healed, you don't care about what other people are thinking about you. You don't care about what they say. You don't care, man. When God moves, let God be true in every man or what? A liar. Thank you, Lord. As I close today, God is correcting key beliefs and practices. Faith is tied to your healing. Yes. The reason why I preach like this is because your faith level is rising. And when faith rises, healing takes place. Be healed. Thank you, Lord. Be healed. Be healed, truth revealed. For all of you all that have trauma, even in your DNA, suppressed memories, be healed. Community hurts. Project wonders, be healed. Things that you can't talk about or report, be healed, my brother, my sister. The blood has been released for your healing. Jesus loves you, helping everyone accept his love.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Heal, Helping Everyone Accept Love, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Ladies, save the date. The 20th anniversary Awaken Women's Conference is happening September 26th and 27th. This year's theme is perception. Come ready for powerful worship, inspiring messages, and a fresh vision for your life. Mark your calendars and stay tuned for details. Hotel accommodations are available at the Hampton Inn & Suites located off Palm Bay Road. Use group code PWC to reserve your room by Friday, September 12th. Accommodations are also available at the Crown Plaza Melbourne Oceanfront. Use group code WMA to reserve your room by Wednesday, September 3rd. Spots are filling up fast, ladies, so grab your combo package before August 31st. Summer's winding down, but the savings are just heating up. The back-to-school sales tax holiday will run through August 31st. Shop smart and save big with tax-free breaks on clothing, shoes, personal computers, and select accessories.
Our Health and Wellness Ministry will offer free blood pressure screenings after both the 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. services on Sunday, August 31st at the TR Palm Bay campus. Take a step towards better health. Stop by and get checked.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Hi friends, Paul Esposito here from 91.5 FM WMIE and WWBC Radio. We are pleased to announce that our brand new apps have been released and are now available in the App Store for you to download. So search for WMIE as well as WWBC and you can hear the awesome programming on these stations 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There also is a lot of programs available on demand. Some of the local programming here you now can hear on demand from your phone or tablet. So I encourage you, download these apps, WMIE and WWBC.